Good morning. Our question, coming into the Seder, our last Dvar Halacha before the Seder, or Sedarim, is as follows. What's the basis for those who have the minhag to wear a kittel at the Seder? What are the reasons for wearing a kittel? Some people have that minhag. Some people don't have that minhag. For those who do wear a kittel, why would that be? So in fact, the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah brings three different reasons for it as follows. There are those that say it's derech cheirus, it's a sign of freedom to wear a kittel, the white kittel, so to show the emancipation, the freedom. That is what's being evidenced by wearing the kittel. That is reason number one. The Taz brings a different reason. He says, because of all the simcha that we are experiencing by virtue of being free people, coming out of Egypt, so that could cause us a little bit arrogance. Tazuach dato, we may become a little bit arrogant in that with that mindset. And accordingly, says the Taz, we should wear the kittel to counteract that. The kittel is as known as a shrouds, as burial shrouds, worn by somebody who has passed away. So that's going to counterbalance the arrogance that we may feel as a result of the simcha of the night. So that's going to keep us in check. That is number two. And number three, the Maharal says, al pi Kabbalah, that the color of white is the simplest color. The simpler, nothing is mixed in with white. It's the purest color. And accordingly, this is teaching us as follows, with no mixture added into the white, that the Geula as well was fully because of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was simple. It's Poshut that he came because of the Hisarusa de la Eila. The inspiration solely came from above, not from below. And there's nothing that was mixed in with that. In other words, just like the purity of the white, there's nothing mixed in, no more kav, there's no addition to that. So too, the inspiration, the koach for the geula came solely from above. And that has to be the pashtus. That's reflected by the pashtus, the simplicity of the white. Now, who wears the kittel? So the Haggadah Divrei Yoel brings that only the Satmar Rav, the Gun from Satmar, he was the one who wore the kittel, and the people who were at the Seder with him did not wear the kittel, so it was just him. However, in most places, the minhag is that also the people who are participating in the Seder, not only the person leading the Seder, but also those who are participating in a Seder, they indeed, and so specifically those who got married, those who are married and participating in the Seder, that would be the more common minhag for those who do have a minhag to wear the kittel. And the minhag Yisrael Torah brings also that Chassan in his first year, Shana Rishona, does not wear a kittel. That is the minhag. Have a wonderful day.